lot of the laws that have to be confirmed and I think reaffirmed are state laws, so it's not in our purview. But the state laws are set, and then we have federal elections. So what we've heard about what happened in Wisconsin, what happened in Nevada, I think is absolutely true, and we have to prevent it from happening again. I think state legislatures will need to reaffirm that election law can only be changed by a state legislature. So I think there's a lot of work to be done. While we will not dictate it to the states, I think we should have hearings going into the next year, hearing from state legislatures and what they're going to do to make sure election law is upheld, not changed by people who are not legislators. And we do have an interest in that. I don't want it to be federalized. Many on the other side of the aisle would just soon federalize it and mail everybody a ballot, and we'll have this universal corruption throughout the land. But what I think we need to do is keep it at the state level. But we can't just say it didn't happen. We can't just say, oh, 4,000 people voted in Nevada that were non-citizens, and we're just going to ignore it. We're going to sweep it under the rug and say, oh, the courts have decided the facts. The courts have not decided the facts. The courts never looked at the facts. The courts don't like elections, and so they stayed out of it by finding an excuse, standing or otherwise, to stay out of it. But the fraud happened. The election in many ways was stolen. And the only way it'll be fixed is by, in the future, reinforcing the laws.
An intel source telling me that President Trump did, in fact, win the election. He says that it is up to the Supreme Court to hear suits from other cases across the country to stop the clock. This follows the high court's refusal to hear the lawsuit from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, challenging results in four swing states.
There's a current line that talks of, it was written by someone who's a current staffer for one of the Supreme Court justices. And this, I'll just describe the report to you that I read, and you can make of it what you will. He said that the justices, as they always do, went into a closed room to discuss, you know, cases they're taking or do debate. There's no phones, no computers, no nothing. No one else is in the room except for the nine justices. It's typically very civil. They usually don't hear any sound. They just debate what they're doing. But when the Texas case was brought up, he said he heard screaming through the walls as Justice Roberts and the other liberal justices were insisting that this case not be taken up. And the reason, the words that were heard through the wall when Justice Thomas and Justice Alito were citing Bush versus Gore from John Roberts were, I don't give up about that case. I don't want to hear about it. At that time, we didn't have riots. So what he was saying was that he was afraid of what would happen if they did the right thing. And I'm sorry, but that is moral cowardice. And we in the SREC, I'm an SREC member, we put those words in very specifically because the charge of the Supreme Court is to ultimately be our final arbitrator, our final line of defense for right and wrong. And they did not do their duty. So I think we should leave these words in because I want to send a strong message to them. Thank you.
Welcome everyone to Election Groundhog Day Part 7, the contested election. In this episode, I want to quickly go through some other evidence. I'm going to be doing a little differently than the last ones. Less of me talking, more of showing, particularly because of where things stand on the avalanche and where the floodgates, however you want to pick, the dam's broken, everything is getting out in the open. The media is trying to do their best to hide this stuff from you, to pretend it's not happening because, hey, you know, the election's over according to them. The Electoral College has cast their vote. Cast their vote. January 6th is when they certify the vote in Congress. And it's a big deal because of what's meant to happen over there. But before I continue on getting into anything else, let me pull up my website. So voila, my website. We're almost towards the end of the year. And I'm encouraging all of you to check out my content that's available on my website, theandresegovia show. I should get that URL, right? Theandresegovia.com, because on my website, you can see there's two shows, the Andres Segovia Show and Off the Record. And Off the Record is where I do multiple different shows where anything and everything that interests me is here. Like Off the Record itself, where this episode is up, the corner where I do movie stuff, and Soundtrack Corner, where I play soundtracks for you with stuff that I love, and the Reading Corner, the Tech Corner, the Reading Corner. By the way, the season finale was this month, so there won't be one in January, so check that out. That's my book club. And here's where you'll be able to find the special link that can get you access to the entire library of available episodes, nearly 300 episodes so far. Just giving you a heads up, there's a ton of content that just doesn't make the main show, because the main show is about real estate, tech, and life. So I encourage you to check it out, because after December 1st, the wall goes back up and you'll have to register. That's what the login register is over there. And I encourage you to just enjoy while you can. And by all means, after that, please consider registering, because tech censorship is really, really screwing things over where, well, anyway, the analytics speak for themselves. So let's go back to what is happening. As of the recording of this episode, Sidney Powell's case I'll even read from her tweets. For some reason, we know why. Some of her tweets are not popping up on Twitter. Duh. They're so hard to find. So here it is. The Supreme Court electric filing system shows our emergency petitions docketed for Georgia and Michigan, but slow walking with state responses not due until January 14th. So that means they're docketed into the court so they could hear it, but the Supreme Court wants a response by January 14th. So they're giving the states that much time, nearly a month's worth of time, to respond to Sidney Powell. At least the case. And today, finally submitted, the Arizona and Wisconsin emergency petitions filed Friday inexplicably rejected them. So they were submitted electronically Saturday morning and all copies hand-delivered and fees paid. Supreme Court clerk refused to give a reason and not return phone calls. What's going on? Unprecedented lack of professionalism. Tagging a bunch of people because the Supreme Court doesn't want to look at this. So, like those clips I played before I started talking, they speak for themselves, particularly because of the Texas case. It didn't come as a surprise that they weren't looking at it. I talked about it on this series for why justices don't want to look at this. They don't want to be responsible for the rioting and the civil war that's expected to come of this, because if they expose the fraud, or they get involved to stop the election from being stolen, then all hell breaks loose. And that's the problem. Because that means bullying gets its way. Intimidation gets its way. Look, I had to buy armaments this year, like a bunch of other Americans before the lockdown. So did I. Because it came to the point where we got to defend our family from the insanity and calamity that we expected would happen and did happen. I talked about the looting and rioting akin to the Rodney King riots before they happened. By the way, I have a dog barking in the background. I'm sorry. I'm doing this a little different today, but the dog. So anyway, that being said, it's only gotten crazier since then. Things look like they have died down, but believe me, anything could just spark these things to happen again. But now that Biden is, the investigations that apparently were covered up by the DOJ, Bill Barr sat on this for 2 months. And they're like, how can you do anything about it then? New York Post broke it back in October. No, Bill Barr sat on there for 2 years. And in the case of New York Post, they published it 2 months ago in October when big tech just clamped down entirely on this thing. And now all of a sudden you can talk about it. And that's the thing. Voter suppression was happening all over the place. What's happening from the media, because they were making sure that they would not report on what they needed to report. They weren't doing the due diligence. They wanted you to instead see Orange Man bad. And in the case of big tech, they were doing their job to make sure that the word wouldn't get out, even though the word was getting out. The majority of Americans, about 78% of Americans, Democrat and Republicans, believe the election to have been stolen from Trump. So it's not a Republican thing, and it's not even a Trump thing. It's about making sure there is election integrity, because or else the January runoff elections in Senate for Georgia mean nothing. We know the results of what that would be, and then the ramifications of what would happen thereafter. That's not hard to predict. The liberal Democrat leadership has been talking boldly about what they intend to do once they win it. And Stacey Abrams already been allotting that she already has 1.2 million absentee ballots. Well, I'm sure you did, because warehouses in Georgia and Arizona, or they came from Arizona, were shown to have tons of ballots. And speaking of which, California might find itself in hot water, because it's being reported that California printed its own ballots, which is illegal. And if that's the case, and it's proven, all of the California vote is therefore nullified. Something that I'm going to get to here in a bit. I already talked about it, my conclusion of this video, I already talked about in my previous episode that aired on Tuesday regarding the contested election and competing electoral votes. But before I get into that, let's approach this, because now that we have more people talking about the actual proof of fraud, not just the proof that was brought before that said that's not proof. It was proof. The court just didn't look at it, like Rand Paul explained. This is key. Let me just make sure this thing's queued up properly. This is from CBS News, not Fox News, okay? So let's play here.
What did Ratcliffe say about election fraud and interference?
Well, DNI Ratcliffe leads the 17 intelligence agencies, and he has access to the most highly classified information that is held by the U.S. government. And he told CBS News that there was foreign election interference by China, Iran, and Russia in November of this year, and he is anticipating a public report on those findings in January.
Well, yes, so Director Ratcliffe was meant to have this report ready by the 18th, which is tomorrow from when I'm recording this video. I'll put an end cap to this video if there's a significant amount of an update to report on. I'm recording this a day earlier than I normally do my Groundhog Election Day for reasons. It's been a very busy week, so I don't want to lose out on being able to report on all these things, okay? That's why I'm putting up all these clips for you to see for yourself, too. Well, the thing is that the reason December 18th was a pivotal date is because 45 days ago from the 18th, President Trump issued an executive order for these investigations to be done and the findings to be turned into him by the 18th. Tomorrow was the day, because it was believed that when these reports are turned in, because it's confirmed, China, Iran, and Russia, yes, they were involved, and it's confirmed, and those reports are turned in to prove the fraud at the intelligence level, not just at the floor level, where the Trump cases have been counting the legal votes and the illegal votes because election procedures were violated. That's different. Cindy Powell is arguing this very thing. China, Iran, and Russia, talking about those things. Okay, so this report was due the 18th because it was believed or anticipated that Trump might declare martial law or the Insurrection Act to eliminate the election and do it over, or have Congress vote on it because of all this. That sounds very extreme. And that's probably why the intelligence officials are saying, oh, we need more time. Give us until January. Why? So Trump is running out of ways to be able to legally challenge and win his election that he won fair and square, that is being literally stolen before everybody's eyes, and the media turning a blind eye to this purposely or covering it up, and big tech definitely covering it up. Bob Iger, president of or CEO of Disney, with close ties to China, who praised China, defended China, filmed Mulan in China in the Providence, where there were a concentration camps, so basically ethnic cleansing over there, but say he won't film in Georgia anymore because of the heartbeat rule that would ban most abortions in Georgia. Oh, with such high standards. This guy goes up to China, and he might be the ambassador to China in the Biden administration. Oh, sure, priorities. Anyway, with all this being said, so there's a lot of stonewalling going on. Like I mentioned regarding the Supreme Court cases that Sidney Powell was appealing to, and now Supreme Court said, oh yeah, give it to the 14th. One of the videos you heard at the beginning of this talking about how what I expected, the Supreme Court didn't want to touch the Texas case, even though they knew they had standing. They knew they had to take this case, but they didn't want to because they didn't want to be responsible for the civil war that would happen. Say, hop a potato, pass it on. I don't want it. And so who's going to stand up and have the moral courage to do what is right instead of bending the knee to the mob? Well, let me give you the latest update on this one regarding the National Intelligence, or whatever, DNI Ratcliffe. Here we go.
Intelligence John Ratcliffe is refusing to sign off on an election meddling report. Ratcliffe believes the report, which is due to Congress tomorrow, should also include attempts made by China to influence others, including through electronic means. Joining us now to talk about all this and Newsmax White House correspondent Emerald Robinson, who joins us now from Washington, D.C. So, Emerald, why is John Ratcliffe holding up this report? What's the holdup?
Yeah, a and the implications of him holding up the report is really what is at the heart of this, right? Because Ratcliffe has, you know, leaked the information that he's refusing to sign off on this report, given that he wants the intelligence regarding China and their attempts to influence the 2020 presidential election. Specifically, we've heard from sources that there's raw intelligence that is pretty damning and much more expansive in the efforts that China implemented in order to counter the possibility that there would be a Trump second term. Now, given that, what you have to look at is that the fact that there's Ratcliffe is waiting until that's included is that there's a portion of the intelligence community that is refusing to sign off or to really conduct a detrimental assessment of China and its efforts. And why our sources say that is so concerning is because you have to look at what we have just learned in recent days about Chinese influence apparatuses and machinery, in that we now know that they've been able to infiltrate a large portion of businesses across the globe, also consulates, but also the kind of influence campaigns that they conduct against members of China, of Congress, CC Eric Swalwell. But there's also the fact that a lot of people were looking forward to this timeline tomorrow of getting this report, given that we now know more about our election infrastructure, which means there are more questions about our election infrastructure, right, John? We talked about this a little bit last hour, that a lot of the apparatuses involved in our election systems is actually owned by foreign companies, which a lot of people are not comfortable with. So they wanted to see this report and the assessment on this infrastructure. And additionally, there's if it's not going to be tomorrow, it sounds like it's going to be sometime in January. And people are concerned, sources here in D.C. are concerned, that if it goes past Inauguration Day and there's some evidence or some information in there that questions the validity of the election and foreign influence, that there will be real ramifications for public sentiment around that. So they say timing's of the essence because people are really watching this, and a lot of people aren't comfortable with this election. They question it.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out there who are very,
very important,
very uncomfortable with the results of the election, including the president himself. Emerald, thanks so much.
Well, that's it right there. What are the ramifications? What if we go past Inauguration Day and then a report confirms that, yeah, we know that Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Joe Biden's younger brother, are directly involved, especially because of Bubba Linsky, the one who basically helped arrange all these things. They have close ties to China and the way they've been controlled. The Ukraine also, not to mention Russia, all the stuff that was being accused of Trump, and they said, oh, Trump this and Trump that. Oh, the quid pro quo, the phone call of Trump when he said, look into Biden because it looks like there might be something there. He was right. He was right. And that's what the Democrats impeached Trump for being right. I mean, it meant nothing because he stayed as president, but they cheated to get this going. So the steal continues. And look at this. Oh, how nice. Twitter is switching back. You can now choose to retweet or quote the tweet as you did before because they changed it back on October 21. Hey, everyone, we made a temporary change to the retweet function. When you hit the retweet button, you can either add a comment to a quote tweet or leave it blank and hit the retweet button. And then ultimately, they didn't let you retweet tweets of concern or that have been flagged. Dave Rubin said it best. This is incredible. 2 weeks before the election, Twitter changed how you retweet because they obviously didn't want certain things to go viral. Now that they got the result that they want, they're going back to the old way. Big tech is manipulating us in ways we can't imagine. Exactly. They have been an extension of the socialist propaganda that is the mainstream media and telling you blatant lies, help making you think that you think what you know, when they're practicing inception, giving you an original thought that they actually implanted there and making you react to it. And it's not a surprise either. Like, I've been talking about this for a long time, so it doesn't come as a surprise to me. It's disgusting, though, and that's what happens. That's what happens. So what we have next is what is intended to happen. This is a quick overview of what intends to happen the 6th. Because of all this information coming out, there are two sets of electors that were picked by certain states. There's 7 in total. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada, not to mention New Mexico. New Mexico, they all picked alternate electors. So even though the Electoral College cast their votes, it's basically like this. Here are the votes for Biden, and just in case, here are the votes for Trump. What do you mean, just in case? Because everything that's happening now and it will happen between now and January when this is going to be addressed. So imagine what's going to happen when all this stuff just finally, the lid blows off and the media can't keep silent about it anymore because they're actually talking about, they're actually talking about the Chinese influence in our government, including how this Fang Fang Chinese spy has been sleeping with an intelligence official or this congressman that sits on an intelligence committee. And he was Swalwell was saying that Trump was the asset when all this time this dude was the asset for the Chinese, sleeping with a spy. And then they're actually talking about, because they're forced to, talking about the Hunter Biden story and Jim Biden. So yeah, this stuff is going to get crazy. And I should end it with this, that Georgia will not conduct a statewide signature match review of absentee ballots. And this is key because they announced back on Monday or Tuesday, they announced that they were just going to do for Fulton County. They have now expanded it statewide because that's where the key runoff is. So did they buy enough time since Trump was asking for this a month ago to be done? Did they buy enough time to forge signatures and stuff? I mean, that's a conspiracy theory probably from my part, but it's totally possible that they waited this long so they can try to forge the signatures during that time so they can say match it. Oh, look, they match. Or it could be that they do uncover all this because like, oh, snap, we didn't know that this was actually going to happen. And now they're going to do the signature matching. And what if the results come in to prove that, look, I know this is rife with fraud. But the deep state is covering up and running interference. You've seen everything in front of your face just now. All these clips that I've been playing you. There's a big machinery at work to stop Trump from winning. It is tyranny against liberty, quite literally. Our freedoms are on the line because of what the liberals are intending to do. The radical left, not even liberals anymore. The radical left are intending to do. So we need to stop the steal. We can't be quiet about this. I don't know if I'll do another addition to the Groundhog Day, Election Day, because the next Fridays are landing on holidays. But if I do, you'll know about it. But until then, I impart to you this one. I'll do another off the record as soon as I can. And like I said, if there's a significant enough of an update that happens on Friday, which is tomorrow from when I record this, I'll end cap it to this video. Otherwise, I'm signing off here. Thank you so much for watching. Don't let them steal this election. Keep fighting the good fight. Call your congressman. Do what you can in those key swing states. And for those of us here in California, we got to recall Gavin Newsom. Anyway, thank you so much for watching this episode of Off the Record. I will see you on the next one.